96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 22nd of February. 13 degrees, a wind chill of minus 6, so bundle up before heading out there this morning. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Michelle Cooper and Susan Atchison as we preview St. David's Day activities. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice. Doing good this morning. Yep. I'm inside.
And the good place to be. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Susan, let's talk St. David's Day, because you've probably been in preparation mode for this for a while. When exactly will our local St. David's Day celebration be taking place, and where will it be taking place?
Okay, well, on March 3rd, which is Thursday, we have the tea in Lebo, which is from 1:30 to 3:30, where there will be tea and Welsh cakes. And then the annual St. David's concert is on Sunday, March 6th, from 1:30 to 3:30.
Where's the concert going to be at again?
I mean, the concert is at 2:30 at the west campus of the Presbyterian Church in Emporia. I'm sorry, I was the wrong time there.
Oh, no problems. Michelle, what's going to be taking place at the concert for those who have never attended?
Are you there, Michelle? Oh, okay. Now are you there, Michelle? There we go. Sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Well, if everybody remembers, last year we were virtual completely. So this year we're going back live again. So, of course, there'll be all the beautiful Welsh music. I believe there might be some poetry readings in there. And, Susan, tell us a little bit more about the guest soloist and conductor.
Okay, Dr. Lennon Jones is coming from South Dakota State University, and she is originally from Wales, and she will be our conductor this year. She has been here for several years. I can't even remember how many, but I'm guessing 5 or 6 at least.
Have you started the practices, the musical practices here, Susan, for the concert?
I am so glad you asked that question. We are doing fewer songs this year, but the choir has one rehearsal and one rehearsal only. And it is the day before the concert, Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we always welcome any newcomers, anyone that wants to sing.
Well, Michelle, let's go more in-depth on the Tea in Lebo. Give us the date and what's going to be going on there.
Oh, gosh. Well, that is the Thursday before the concert, which is March 3rd, and that is from 1:30 to 3:30, and it'll be at the United Methodist Church. And Susan, your mom, Paula, is highly involved in that. What else am I missing? Were they going to have music or just kind of celebrate with Welsh cakes and tea and good visiting?
Well, there'll be, you know, daffodils all around and get you started feeling like you're ready for the St. David's Day concert. Warm Welsh cakes, tea, cider, coffee, and just a really informal fellowship time for you to get together and enjoy seeing people.
Michelle, how long have you guys been planning here for this particular, you know, run of the St. David's Day activities, and when did you guys make the decision that, you know, as opposed to last year, as you mentioned here, that it would be a virtual concert, that it was going to be in person again, as it has been for years?
Oh, the executive team made that call this time, and we just recently met here a few weeks ago to kind of put everything in motion. It's such a well-oiled machine at this point that we all kind of know what our jobs are and what to do to get ready, and so it really takes us less than a month to kind of get all the wheels in motion and all the things in play that need to happen to make that day go well.
Well, Susan, before I let you go, let's maybe get a little background on St. David's Day and exactly what is being celebrated.
Okay, well, St. David was the patron saint of Wales, like St. Patrick was the patron saint of Ireland, and March 1st marked they celebrate the anniversary of their death is what they do. So patron saint of Wales, brought Christianity throughout Wales. And so we celebrate with our daffodils and the Welsh flag, the red dragon, and just let the spirit of the Welsh shine for a day in March.
One more question for both of you here is really about your individual involvements here with the holiday. And Michelle, I wanted to start with you about kind of your remembrances of you know, maybe early on or you know, really getting involved with St. David's Day activities and why you're still involved with St. David's Day activities now.
Well, I grew up in Arvonia in that area, which is, you know, the most important Welsh community in Kansas, established in 1869, and Susan's been responsible for leading the charge of preserving that culture and all of the buildings there. And I've always been brought up around it, but I've only been involved with the St. David's Day of Kansas Society group for, I think, the last 3 years, and was invited to kind of start helping them with preparations and being a part of the team for this. So I was very honored to be asked to do that and to participate in things that were very important to my own Welsh ancestry.
How about you, Susan? How long have you been involved with this, and really what are your thoughts here about being involved and continuing that involvement?
Well, I have been involved with the St. David's Society of Kansas, gosh, for over 20 years, and I remember as a young girl going to the concerts. We'd go eat in Emporia with my grandparents and then go to the concert and have the tea and bar brief afterwards, so it's been a very long tradition for me.
Okay. Well, again, we got March 3rd for the activities in Lebo, March 6th for the activities here in Emporia. And Susan, if folks would like to be helping you with the effort here, specifically with the concert and maybe getting in on the practice and actually the singing side of things, how do they do that?
Really, they can call me at 620-794-3917. That we're singing traditional Welsh hymns is what we sing. So if they feel comfortable just showing up, that's a great option too. That's 1 o'clock on Saturday.
St. David's Day activities previewed here on KVOE. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Susan, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having us today. We appreciate it.
Have a great day. That's Michelle Cooper and Susan Evans Atchison previewing St. David's Day activities coming up March 3rd in Lebo and March 6th here in Emporia, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, look to next week because this week is full. 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. We've been mentioning auctions a lot here so far this week, and we get another big one on our schedule tomorrow as Lisa Keith talks about the Emporia Friends of the Zoo Roundup Auction March 4th.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE live and local into a Tuesday morning. Cold start to the day, 13 degrees, a wind chill of minus 6. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Graves Drugs in downtown Emporia is more than just your friendly neighborhood pharmacy. Stop in each week and